Paul Kept the Faith, October 27. Divine Commission and Examples. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. From the judgment hall of Caesar, Paul returned to his cell, realizing that he had gained for himself only a brief respite. He knew that his enemies would not rest until they had compassed his death, but he knew also that for a time truth had triumphed. To have proclaimed a crucified and risen Savior before the vast crowd who had listened to him, was in itself a victory. That day a work had begun which would grow and strengthen, and which Nero and all other enemies of Christ would seek in vain to hinder or destroy. Through his long term of service, Paul had never faltered in his allegiance to his Savior. Wherever he was, whether before scowling Pharisees, or Roman authorities, before the furious mob at Lystra, or the convicted sinners in the Macedonian dungeon, whether reasoning with the panic-stricken sailors on the shipwrecked vessel, or standing alone before Nero to plead for his life, he had never been ashamed of the cause he was advocating. The one great purpose of his Christian life had been to serve him whose name had once filled him with contempt, and from this purpose no opposition or persecution had been able to turn him aside. His faith, made strong by effort and pure by sacrifice, upheld and strengthened him. The true minister of God will not shun hardship or responsibility. From the source that never fails those who sincerely seek for divine power, he draws strength that enables him to meet and overcome temptation, and to perform the duties that God places upon him. His soul goes out in longing desire to do acceptable service for the Master.